Hi, everybody. This is God Sad. The sad truths are coming at you fast and quick. Some of you may have heard that yesterday Harper's Magazine published a letter titled A Letter on Justice and Open Debate that basically was arguing or fighting against the dangers of the cancel culture. And there were a whole bunch of signatories to that letter. And many people have asked me to weigh in on the letter in question. And so these are the set of comments that I had posted a few minutes ago on my social media. So I thought I would read them for you here in case you don't follow me on social media, which you should remedy right away. So here we go. I just finished reading the Harper's letter, which Steven Pinker had kindly emailed me yesterday. First, the old adage, better late than never, is operative here. That said, as I have repeatedly explained, signals are honest only if they are handicapping and costly. Many of the signatories have been deafeningly silent until now, as others have been battling the cancel culture for years at great personal and professional costs. Second, there was no need to mention Donald Trump or to refer to right-wing movements on two separate occasions in the article. And by the way, I'll put a link to the article so you could see the content of the letter. Much of the cancel culture in its current instantiation is a voracious beast of the left. Academia, social media companies, journalism, entertainment are overwhelmingly populated by leftists, and they are the architects of cancel culture. Hence, if you are going to politicize cancel culture, be honest about which political camp is responsible for the orgiastic self-cannibalism of cancel culture, as per the recent reality that befell J.K. Rowling. This issue transcends political tribalism. Trump will be gone soon, so to mention him as part of your outreach is cheap. People should be disgusted and concerned by the ethos of the cancel culture as an inviolable first principle bereft of political machinations. A good evening to all. Cheers, everybody.